From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Our lead comes out of the Vatican, where Pope John Paul II today marks 25 years as spiritual leader of the Roman Catholic Church. There are 900 million believers, by far the largest Christian community. Joining me is Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Mike, you've been talking with a writer and former reporter for Vatican Radio about John Paul.
Yeah, David Gibson has a pretty interesting vantage point, having worked for Vatican Radio and having gotten to know John Paul. And today he writes and thinks about issues of Catholicism. So I asked him about the legacy of a man who fought communism, survived assassination, and is, to the faithful, the vicar of Christ on earth. David Gibson, what will Pope John Paul II be most remembered for?
I think for a lot of people, he's going to be most remembered for his travels abroad. He really took the papacy out to the people in a way that no pope ever had. You know, up until his time, the pope had always kind of been known as a prisoner in the Vatican, essentially. And, you know, he logged, 700,000 miles, went on 102 foreign trips outside of Italy. You know, more people saw the pope than any other religious figure out there. I mean, he kind of outdid Billy Graham in that sense. You know, the pope used to be an Italian guy dressed in white who would come out on the balcony of St. Peter's once in a while to give a blessing. John Paul revolutionized that image of the papacy.
Well, you traveled with the Pope, and in that time, did you ever form an impression of him as a person, the man, Karol Wojtyła, versus His Holiness, the Pope?
Yes, I mean, he's a wonderful person, as you can see in public. I mean, the way he bonds with audiences and they respond to him, even in huge venues, he's like that in person. He's a very funny, very wry kind of man and very intelligent, speaks all the, you know, several different languages. And in a way, it's kind of tough to see him so aged and elderly now. But, you know, as warm as he is, as much as you'd kind of want him to be your own parish priest, there's also a certain remoteness to him because he is such a holy person. I mean, he's just, it's almost a bit intimidating.
So did he make you, as a Catholic, question how spiritual you were?
Well, yeah, it's one of those things. You're always sort of measuring up. You know, you're measuring yourself against him, and you're always coming up short. So it's, I guess in that sense, yeah, maybe this is a Catholic boy talking who's, you know, sort of standing there next to the Pope and thinking, oh, gosh, you know, what have I done?
Did the sexual abuse scandals in America hurt this Pope's reputation worldwide?
It's one of those things that I think it really plays up one of the aspects of this papacy that it really did not as far as people's personal views of the Pope. At the height of the scandal, last year, one poll showed that 7 in 10 American Catholics viewed the Pope favorably or highly favorably, and just 8% viewed him unfavorably. He's consistently ranked in the top 3 or so of the most respected and admired people in the world. So on a personal level, I don't think it will really be held against him. But I think it does, it certainly is a shadow out there on the larger Catholic Church, and it's really going to be an issue that his successor will probably be left with addressing.
Given his popularity, was it a big disappointment in the Vatican that he didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize, this year especially because it can't be given posthumously?
Well, the public face of the Vatican is saying, look, awards don't mean really much of anything to the Pope. He's really interested in the greater reward when he goes to heaven. You know, but certainly I think there was a desire to see this kind of capstone to his papacy, to a real recognition outside the walls of the Catholic Church of what he has done. And clearly his track record is remarkable. What he's done on human rights, being a voice for social justice, especially in the Third World, his outspokenness against the war in Iraq, his even-handedness. I mean, he criticized the Soviet Union, and then he's turned around and criticized the United States for its foreign policy in almost equally harsh terms. So he's someone who I think certainly merited the Nobel Prize, but you're not going to get the Vatican sort of publicly saying that they would have desired that or coveted that for him.
Well, one undeniable undertone of this 25th anniversary is that the Pope is in failing health. Do you know the latest on the Pope's health?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, you can see he's, you know, the main ailment he's suffering from is Parkinson's disease. It's going to progressively worsen his health, and that's what we're seeing. Frankly, I think people are talking in terms of months, obviously, rather than years. So this papacy is in its final stages, certainly.
David Gibson, author of The Coming Catholic Church and former reporter for Vatican Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, thank you for that interview, and stick around, if you will, for a while. We're going to bring you back in a few minutes.
Of course.